You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, we have a fascinating, everyone assumes that Ned Lamont's running for a third term, and with his deep pockets and, you know, two terms under his belt and favorability ratings, despite some real hiccups in the last 6 months, including the housing bill, which we just discussed with Ginny Monk from CT Mirror earlier. It's going to be a tall challenge to defeat him. Having said that, there's some real interesting things going on with Josh Elliott's the state rep is trying to primary him. And there's a lot of really capable people vying for the Republican nomination. And Jen Tooker, the first select woman from Westport, was really first in. And Aaron Stewart, the mayor of New Britain, still isn't officially in, although all indicators are that she's going to run for the Republican nomination. Ryan Fazio, the state senator, he's in. So some real political talent. And Jen Tooker joins us now on Brian & Company. We just haven't caught up with her in a while. And so it's important, with so much news attention focused on Fazio and his announcement recently, I think it's really important to get all the voices in here. And she joins us right now on Brian & Company. Jen, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So how's it going?
It's going great. It's going absolutely great. Been running around the state, meeting all sorts of people. Last time I talked to you, I said how important it was for a gubernatorial candidate to be out and about. The state isn't that big, only 3.6 million people. And so I've been out and about meeting all sorts of wonderful people living in Connecticut and wanting change.
So, I mean, before I get to some more specific, you know, policy things, I mean, in terms of getting the word out, I mean, I do believe, like an audience on a radio show, I believe you build an audience one person at a time. So every person you shake hands with or get to meet, that's a potential person who votes for you. And I think that that kind of grassroots stuff works, and it does. But having said that, you know, in terms of name recognition, you know, both Stewart and Fazio, you know, they're in the news a lot more. I mean, are you surprised at how much activity and is it frustrating that these other folks sometimes are getting more of the headlines?
Oh, I think it's great that we have a number of candidates out there talking about the important issues. So I think it's wonderful.
So how do you differentiate yourself from, just let's take Fazio and Stewart? Have you thought about, in terms of whatever your talking points are, that why would someone look at you more than them?
Sure. You know, Brian, last time I was with you, we talked a little bit about, you know, how my life experiences really inform the way I think about the future of this state. And so, you know, those lived and life experiences are that I'm a mother of three, I'm a 24-year-old son, a 21-year-old daughter, and a 17-year-old daughter. So we are in every phase of life. Somebody's out and working and living in the city because he couldn't find a job in Connecticut. And then I have a daughter who's in college, and then a daughter who's in high school. I'm a wife. I'm a daughter who moved her parents up into Connecticut for the last couple of years in their life during COVID. They both have left me. But we definitely had the last couple of years together here in Connecticut. So I've seen that side of Connecticut as well. And I've spent almost 25 years as a leader and a manager for a global reinsurance company, managing people, leading teams, driving profitability, driving growth, attracting talent, all the things you need to do in a leadership job. And then now I've spent 14 years as an elected official serving Westport. And again, managing budgets, managing mill rates, managing people, attracting talent, all the things you need to do as a prominent leader and a manager. And I think that's what Connecticut is ready for. Connecticut's ready for a check and balance on a liberal Democrat legislature. We haven't had a proper check and balance on that legislature in over a decade. And I think Connecticut's ready for a leader who has a proven track record of making tough decisions, but leading with compassion, and leading by listening, which is exactly what I'm doing on the campaign trail.
We're talking with Jen Tucker, first select woman in Westport here on Brian & Company. She's running for the Republican nomination for governor here in the state of Connecticut. Take housing. I would assume if that bill crossed your desk and you were governor, you would probably veto it, but I don't want to speak for you. But, you know, it seemed like a lot of the pushback, especially from, you know, Fairfield County, really swayed the governor. You can address that if you want to, but I'm more interested in, you know, we acknowledge, I think everyone does, that we have a housing issue here, whether it's inventory or affordability. There's a problem in almost every town in Connecticut. What are some of the ideas that you think could help this situation?
Well, to start my answer with, yes, I was very vocally against Housing Bill 5002, and you know, came out pretty aggressively against it. By the way, a number of times since I've been in this job, I've come out aggressively against numerous housing bills that have been working their way through the legislature over the last number of years. And so what I will tell you, Brian, is until we find ourselves in a situation and until we craft some legislation where everybody wins a little and everybody gives in a little, we're going to have trouble finding common ground on housing. As a CEO of a municipality that cares deeply about diverse housing, I will tell you HB 5002 and 830G pit us against developers.
Why is that?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Why? Explain.
Sure. Because those housing bills make it look like the municipality is the loser and it's a zero-sum game. And the winner is are either the developers or the state. And so it's just, so you immediately are pitted against each other. And so that does not make for an environment where we can sit across the table from each other and solve these problems together. And I'll give you an example of what I have done in Westport as a chief elected official. I've been working on deals where we are going to transform town-owned assets into affordable housing. So what does the town bring to the table? Our actual land and our owned assets. What does the developer bring to the table? The money to actually reconstruct those assets into affordable housing. And also, so would the state bring money to do that? And then we bring in a professional manager to manage, a property manager to manage it on a going forward basis. So in that instance, you have everybody coming to the table, everybody giving a little something, and everybody actually, you know, giving up a little something as well. That's how deals are made. Zero-sum games do not work.
We're talking with Jen Tucker, the first select woman from Westport running for the Republican nomination for governor. Just, we only have about a minute. Obviously, people can go to jentucker.com. It's T-O-O-K-E-R, just for the spelling. But if people want to meet you or interact with you, are there any opportunities you know of in the near term where people can do that?
Sure. I'll be in Stanford tomorrow night at the Stanford RTC event. I'll be in Easton next Thursday night, Thursday the 28th, 29th, as well. I will be in Stanford again on September 4th. So there are a number of events in the next couple of weeks where people can meet me. But what I'd love to do is I'm spending a whole lot of time in my in my truck driving around. And so please contact us at Jen@JenTucker.com, and I would be delighted to come and meet you in your town, in your community, and have a chat.
And if you ever head up, you know, here for an extended, you know, run through, we'd love to have you in studio and go through more issues, you know, just like we did with housing, because there's a whole bunch of stuff we'd love to flesh out with you. So we appreciate the time, though, this morning.
Thank you for having me on, Brian. Have a great day.
You too, Jen. Thanks so much. Jen Tooker, again, first elect woman in Westport, running for the Republican nomination for governor. It's going to be fun.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.